Doesn't sound like a guy that they want to let get to free agency.
No, it sounds like they want to get a deal done quickly.
Yep.
I mean, I'm surprised he gave that kind of an answer. He's like, yeah, the time, it's his time. Well, and we need to get some talks going. Okay.
Yep.
That's it's kind of refreshing to hear a GM be that open about what they're trying to do with this team. And there was the story that, you know, with Taylor Decker, this has taken like a year and a half, and that Decker had went up to Dan Campbell recently and said something like, hey, where do we stand on this? And then they worked it out and they got it done.
I'd have one warning because it's a bit of an unknown. I don't expect Brad Holmes to be perfect. And I don't expect anybody to be perfect in pro sports. It's tough, or college sports for that matter. You just got to get more right than wrong. They have committed so much money for the future, and they've got this window to win now. I just want to make the comment that I hope Brad Holmes is as good at signing veterans and managing the cap as he is at drafting. I don't want us to ever have to say, and I'm just something to keep in mind, I'm not predicting this, I don't want us to ever have to say, oh, Brad Holmes committed too much money too soon to some guys, or just went over the top when he didn't need to. Because it feels like they're committed to keeping this group together and this core together, but there's a lot of money committed down the road. And if they don't win a Super Bowl in the next 2 years and then the cap starts to get them, it's going to be pretty, pretty frustrating.
Well, you're shooting your shot. And right now they've got this, I don't know if it's the highest paid offensive line in football, but it sure feels like it. I think they got the highest paid right tackle, highest paid center, and I thought I saw the seventh highest paid left tackle in football. So they're committed to keeping those guys together, which I'm glad to hear, because that's how I would build a football team. You build it in the offensive and defensive lines, and they've certainly done that with the offensive line. Give your team a chance by protecting a quarterback and opening up the running lanes, and this is exactly what this team is.
It is. It feels good in the moment, and it seems like it's the right thing to do. I hope that he is as shrewd with this and knows who to sign and who to bring back as he is at drafting, because then we'll be fine. 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your phone calls. Kevin's in Grosse Pointe, and he is next. Hello, Kevin.
Hey, guys. On my Odyssey app, I've been jumping back and forth from the Orioles network to you guys. And, you know, you talked about what's the fan base like. If they reflect the ownership at all, it's like a fantasy football league over there. They're like, yeah, we can get Scooble, but Holiday and Mayo are off the table, and you know, they don't want to give up any assets, and they just think that they could either fleece somebody or they don't need them, and they don't want to get rid of any of these guys. They want to keep them all.
That's, I mean, I'm not surprised. It happens here in Detroit, too, where you get calls that I'll never forget. You know, the people wouldn't give up role players to get Evgeny Malkin. Like, I'm not.
Darren Helm.
Darren Helm. I wouldn't trade Helm for Malkin.
He's untouchable.
Yeah. There's just sometimes fans
people got really attached to those guys, the role players on the wings.
And you get attached, you fall in love with your own prospects, and you kind of envision a future where they're a huge part of it. And you, my God, the wealth of riches we have, I don't want to give up on that. In the meantime, I want to trade for a great player without having to give anything up. Hey, got it. Not going to happen. Not going to happen.
Yeah, appreciate it, gentlemen.
Thank you for the phone call.
What a great comparison. That one hits home real hard here because fantasy football season is coming up.
Yep.
And if anyone knows, trying to make trades in your league is almost near impossible sometimes because guys just overvalue their own guys.
Oh, yeah.
And then they start questioning, well, why does he want him? Maybe he's going to blow up in the next couple of weeks. And you start overanalyzing and overthinking things. You don't want to give anybody up. You don't want to be like that in real life. And when you're a GM of any team or president of any team, you got to be willing to give up something to get something. And there's risk. There's always risk involved. But in fantasy football, no one wants to take on any risk, guys. It's the best. It's hilarious.
I want to pay bargain basement prices, and your guy's hot right now.
Yep.
No. That's not how it works.
That's not how any of this works.
Harvey's in New Baltimore on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Harvey.
Hey, how are you today?
What's up?
I think it's a 100% trade for Baltimore. I think they're going to give us whatever kind of we want because they get to punch the World Series ticket probably with him. And it's a here and now for them. I don't think they're worried about 2 years down the road or three. It's now, it's today.
So I would think that's the way you'd be operating. Of course, you never want to pay more than you have to. So, you know, you try and figure out the cost.
That's what they're doing now, is probably figuring out what we want, and they're going to have to give it up because it's going to end up being a here and now. Do we want to win the World Series or do we not? And I think with him, they get a very good chance to win the World Series.
Well, I mean, they would become the – if they get Scooble, they're the favorite. They're without question the favorite to win the World Series, Harvey, and – it doesn't come without a price. What's weird about that is you would just think if fans knew what Detroit wanted and they started looking at, you know, all these prospects going to fit into their future, and they have to be wondering, well, maybe we don't need them.
And John Morosi tweeted this out in addition to what he said this morning about the Tigers and Orioles remaining in contact. He said, Kyle Stowers, 26, is one of many names who could factor into this conversation. He started in center field yesterday for AAA Norfolk and has nothing left to prove in the minor leagues. He's got a 796 OPS in limited action at the major league level this year. So he's played a little bit of the majors this season. He's 26. And, you know, something like that doesn't exactly instill a ton of confidence when you're in your mid-20s and you're still borderline, is he a 4A player? Is he actually a major league talent? But he had hit 18 home runs with a 877 OPS this year at AAA with Baltimore's AAA affiliate. And like he said, nearly 800 OPS and limited at-bats with Baltimore. Is this another one of those everyday players ready to step right in and play because he's been blocked at the major league level? Is this another guy that can be thrown in a deal? It's just another name in the mix where if the Tigers were to make a deal with Baltimore for Scooble, that it doesn't have to be all prospects, that there are major league ready players.
What's weird is I wonder how much we need to understand too, how much the game has changed from a hitting perspective. I'm going back here to see, this is the lowest a league batting average has been. And batting average isn't the only, but the average batting average in Major League Baseball right now is 243, the lowest it's been since 1968. So when you see that a guy...
And that's back when they still had the high mound.
Yep.
But it changed the next year.
And when you see a guy has, you know, a 270 batting average against what is the norm right now, I mean, that's a little bit better than a typical 270 batting average.
Yeah, and the new numbers that people look at are OPS.
Yep.
Because it's not, okay, if you're not hitting, but when you do hit, what does it do? Are you getting extra bases when you hit? And that's where the slugging percentage comes into it. Add that with the on-base percentage, you get the OPS. And Major League average in OPS is like 705, something like that.
It's up to 710 right
now. 710 now. So when you see guys that are close to 800, okay,
yeah,
that's intriguing. It's like to see that. And you're looking at like Colt Keith right now. I think his is around 720, his OPS.
Mm-hmm.
But over the last month, it's like 1,100.
Yeah.
Since sometime in May, it's been well north of 800. He's been just on a tear, and he looks incredibly comfortable up there. So, you know, don't be fooled by numbers. Numbers can trick you in a bunch of different ways. Stats can always be manipulated. But, you know, if you see a track record longer than just a season, it makes you feel better about it.